The concept of nothing is really something. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Paul Matthew Sutter, fellow in theoretical physics at Ohio State University, analyzes nothing from a cosmological perspective.
From a nearly unimaginable distance, our universe resembles an orderly, patterned web. To wrap our heads around this, we need to think really big. We need to zoom out away from the Earth, the solar system, even the Milky Way galaxy. We need to zoom so far out that entire galaxies look like tiny dots of light. When you go out this far, you notice something. Galaxies in our universe aren't scattered around randomly here and there. No, they form a pattern. Galaxies trace out long, thin ropes, group into dense clumps, and form tremendous sheets. It looks like a web, a cosmic web. The cosmic web is made of galaxies the same way your body is made of cells. It's the biggest pattern found in nature. And if you've ever looked at a spider's web, you'll see that most of a web isn't a web. It really isn't anything at all. Most of a spider web is just empty air. It's the same for the cosmic web. Most of the entire volume of the universe is just empty space. These empty spaces, called voids, are especially interesting. They may look empty, but they're really full of dark energy, the stuff that pervades every corner of the universe and is causing the expansion of the universe to accelerate. They're also somewhat boring. Since they're empty, they haven't changed much since the very early universe. So these voids are pristine laboratories for understanding dark energy and the growth of the universe. Sometimes you've got to study nothing to learn about something.
That was Paul Matthew Sutter of Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Spaces, where waves